believe that a plane has crashed into the World Trade Center in New York.
It's not a theory.
And there are
politicians from Mandela has departed.
Welcome to our podcast where we talk about our favorite conspiracy theories.
I'm going to talk about my favorite conspiracy theory, which is the 9/11 theory. So there's a group called 9/11 Truth Movement, and this group claims that the terrorist attack that destroyed the Twin Towers was an inside job.
Why do they think that?
You know, in the years after that, there was a war on oil. And they say that this terrorist attack created a hostile attitude against Muslims. So that way, Americans were okay with America going to war. And they wouldn't care as much about the people because of that hostile attitude.
And why exactly did they want to go to war?
Well, it's all about money, politics, power, you know, all the usual reasons as to why we go to war.
So what is the evidence for that?
There's actually a lot of evidence for it. It started like 4 decades before the attack. There were a lot of advertisements, comic books, games, even children's card games that predicted it. But I think the most famous prediction was in the Simpsons episode in 1997. In that episode, the Simpsons family plans a trip to New York, but they come across a magazine advert which warns them of what is about to happen. So there's the Twin Towers and the numbers 9/11. So that's the reason why they basically cancel the trip and don't go there.
They actually predicted this. Did they predict anything else?
Yeah, like Trump becoming president in 2016.
Okay.
And they also predicted his death.
Yeah. But I mean, the children's games are really creepy as well because they also predicted what happened to the Pentagon. There's like a lot of computer games where you can like stop the airplanes from flying into the Twin Towers. And I mean, these games were created years before the attack. I mean, it can't be a coincidence.
Okay. That's pretty solid evidence, actually. That someone planned it around this.
And I think a study has shown that over 50% of Americans actually believe that 9/11 was an inside job.
But I also remember my boyfriend telling me that in a video game, there was a prediction about 9/11, but it was very well hidden.
Yeah, I mean, there's even better evidence. There's like footage, different footages that don't really add up. You know, or the footage is cut and you don't really see some things that were allegedly happening, like the airplanes crashing into the Twin Towers. Some people say that because of the inside job, they didn't really have the planes crash into the Twin Towers, but there were like bombs going off, so.
Inside the towers?
Yes, inside the towers.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's
scary.
Sobering, yeah. So, what would you say if I told you that Buckingham Palace was inhabited almost exclusively by reptilians?
I would believe you're crazy.
I'd say you're crazy too.
Thanks. Well, there are actually a lot of people who believe that, or something similar. It's called the reptilian conspiracy. Basically, it's all about how reptilians from outer space came to thousands of years ago, and they want to rule over humanity. They drink human blood to shapeshift into humans, so we're not scared of them, and so we trust them.
Aren't they also a part of the Illuminati?
Yes, actually, there's a sub-theory, I would say, that says that the Illuminati was founded by those reptilians.
So they basically sent them to Earth and then, like, founded the Illuminati?
Right, so people believe that different celebrities and politicians are actually reptilians, for example, Justin Bieber and Mark Zuckerberg. But David Icke, a former footballer, also believes that the British royal family is actually made out of reptilians.
Okay, but why do we believe a footballer?
He wrote the book, The Biggest Secret, where he explains his theory, and it's well reasoned if you don't believe in credible sources. one of his main sources was allegedly Diana's confidant, and allegedly Diana told her that the British royal family is actually reptiles. There's also a statement from Mohammed Al-Fayed to the press where he called the British royal family the Dracula family. Mohammed Al-Fayed is Dodi Al-Fayed's father, and Dodi died alongside Diana in the car crash. So he obviously doesn't like the British royal family, and because Dracula is a blood-sucking monster.
But what if he's actually conspiring against them? If he doesn't like them?
Who knows?
It's possible, right?
Definitely harbors a lot of anger against them because he thinks that they are responsible for his son's death.
I mean, that's kind of understandable, so.
Yeah.
Also for Diana's death, right?
Right.
That's a different conspiracy.
Not necessarily, because it might be that Diana wanted to let the secret out.
Yeah, because she was human.
Exactly. So we don't know, but there is some evidence to back up that theory.
What evidence?
I just told you the evidence.
Yeah, but is there any other evidence?
Yes. For example, the fact that the queen doesn't seem to age.
Yeah.
Like in the last, say, 20, 30 years, she doesn't really seem to change at all. And also there's video footage of the British royal family and also the celebrities where their pupils kind of look weird in a few frames. So that is also taken as evidence.
Are the reptilians immortal?
Yes. As far as I know, they are. But we wouldn't know because they live for thousands of years, so we can't really tell.
Okay, so do you guys remember Monopoly?
Yes.
Yes.
What does the Monopoly man look like to you?
Old. He has a mustache.
He wears some sort of glasses, I think.
You mean a monocle?
Yeah.
He doesn't.
No?
He doesn't. The Monopoly Man is part of a conspiracy called the Mandela Effect, and the theory itself was named after Nelson Mandela, who was the South African president, because countless people remember him dying in prison in the 1980s, and not in 2013.
That's a 30-year difference.
Well, they remember seeing his funeral on TV in the 80s.
Is there any proof of it?
No.
No?
There are no recordings.
Okay, so how does that happen?
Well, there are two explanations. One would be false memories, where our brain creates false memories. If, for example, people tell you a fact over and over again, at first you don't believe that fact, and then at some point later you believe it because people told you that fact many, many times.
So you start to accept it and pass it on.
Exactly. The other explanation would be the multiverse.
Which is?
The multiverse basically says we have unlimited universes. And for example, we live in, I don't know, universe one, and at some point we meet universe two, and these universes share information, events, memories, maybe even people.
So our doppelganger lives in another universe.
Yeah, that could be it.
Does similar things to us, but not exactly the same.
Exactly.
So we could wake up one day and live in a different universe.
Yeah.
And things would just be slightly different.
Yeah. You wouldn't know why.
That's the theory.
That's really unsettling.
That's actually really scary, honestly.
It is.
Yeah. So, do you guys believe in your conspiracy theory?
Not really.
Why not? Doesn't sound that far-fetched.
I mean, the multiverse itself does exist, well, the theory exists, but I wouldn't apply it to the conspiracy.
Doesn't that theory also exist in physics?
Yeah, exactly, but it hasn't been explored. We don't know if the multiverse actually is there and if these universes share information and stuff, so yeah. I wouldn't apply to the conspiracy.
Okay, I think I believe in your theory, just because it seems plausible. I don't believe in the reptilian theory. And I believe in my theory because I think there's a lot of proof for it and it makes a lot of sense. And I've seen a lot of videos that prove that 9/11 was an inside job, so.
Okay, so I don't personally believe in mine. I'm also not too sure about the Mandela effect. I think the first explanation you gave makes a lot more sense with the false memories. And I'm not too sure about 9/11. I think it's kind of far-fetched. I mean, it would make sense, but I don't know.
But I feel like the 9/11 conspiracy is the most believable one.
Yeah, definitely. So I wanted to talk about why people actually believe in conspiracy theories, because I think that's really relevant for this topic.
Yeah.
Two researchers, Oliver and Wood, found that the likelihood of supporting conspiracy theories is actually linked to the willingness to believe in the unseen and the Marikian ideology, which basically means that you believe that there's a constant struggle between good and evil in the world.
So it's a bunch of desperate people actually that are trying to blame somebody for something that happened that they can't explain because they can't really deal with their loss or whatever.
Exactly.
With their trauma. Yeah, I think it's good to know why these things happen, right? Why people seem so gullible or so naive, but they actually have a reason to believe that some things were a conspiracy.
Yeah, I think it's easy to just kind of say, yeah, they're stupid for believing stuff like that. There's no evidence. But when you look further into it, it's not unlikely that you might actually believe in conspiracy.
One day,
yeah.
Something might traumatize you enough that you believe in a conspiracy theory.
It might happen. So I think we've come to the end of our podcast. Thank you for listening. And if you're interested in the conspiracies we talked about or any other conspiracy theories, then we highly encourage you to do your own research. We couldn't cover everything on this podcast, unfortunately, but there's definitely a lot more out there, both for our conspiracy theories and the thousands of others that are out there. I hope you enjoyed our podcast and have a nice day.